set. The United States will be playing in the last 16 of the World Cup. The job is done, even though there is no reward today. The big picture is a bright one for Jurgen Klinsmann.
That was the final call from this morning's World Cup game between the U.S. and Germany. If you didn't watch it, the U.S. lost 0-1. But since Ghana lost to Portugal today as well, the U.S. does advance to the next round. Our colleague, our long-lost colleague, Ross Reynolds, is in Berlin on a fellowship, and he joins us now. Hello, Ross.
Marcy, guten Tag.
Well, are you expecting me to speak in German? I have to be there with you. It's great to hear your voice. Ross, the newsroom was glued to the game this morning. What was it like in Berlin?
Well, you remember how exciting it was when the Super Bowl was in Seattle, Marcy.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking it's about three times that pumped up here in Germany. The Brandenburg Gate area, which is by the Tiergarten, think of that as Berlin Central Park, had this set-aside viewing area for 50,000 people. There were like four or five giant projection screens, currywurst and beer booths. By the way, no 21 and over drinking areas here. Everyone can go in. I tried to get to the Brandenburg Gates for the last game that Germany played, but they closed it by 4 p.m. for a 6 p.m. game because there were already 50,000 people there.
Oh my gosh.
I got there early today.
Huh. Well, what did you do if you weren't one of those 50,000? Where did you go?
Well, actually, not a problem. There are lots of special viewing areas all over the city. There's an empty lot near Checkpoint Charlie, the old crossing zone between East and West Berlin called Charlie's Beach. They filled it with sand. They put in a bunch of beach chairs. And once again, the beer stands, the bars, and the currywurst booths. And they had a big screen TV there. Every beer garden in town, every outdoor cafe. Marcy, even the little convenience stores like a 7-Eleven, they'd have chairs set up outside and a big screen TV so you could watch the game.
I'm stuck on currywurst, so you better bring some of that back. This game between Germany and the U.S. must have been particularly big in Berlin, no?
Well, it was pretty big because they did this whole dealio at the Brandenburg Gate. But every game in this World Cup is big in Berlin. It's not just the German games. They air here usually at 6 p.m. and then also at 10 p.m. And every game, whether it's Germany's in it or not, everyone is focused on it. Everyone is outside. I got a chance to spend an evening with a German TV journalist and his family. And there was no doubt that as soon as the dinner plates were cleared, we were going to be watching that game. And the entire family, even the grandmother, were all in this betting pool for who was going to win the World Cup.
Are you betting too?
No, I'm going to stay out of it on this one. I have no idea how to handicap it. But, Marcy, fun fact about the World Cup here, it's being broadcast by the Public Television Network. Imagine if PBS had the franchise on running the World Series. That's what it's like here in Germany.
Oh, Ross, we miss you. Ross is there for another week, and he'll be watching the game on Monday, I'm assuming. And we miss you, so come back soon, Ross.
I will. Nice talking to you, Marcy.
You too. Bye-bye. Ross Reynolds, guten Tag. Ross Reynolds from Berlin, Germany. Again, the U.S. moves on to the second round. They play on Monday, facing either Belgium or Algeria. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.